Welcome back to the Wannabe Hunting Podcast. This is your host, Amos Medford. Thanks for tuning in today. I greatly appreciate it. I think y'all will enjoy this week's episode. Today I'm joined by Captain Andrew Spicer of Florida Flyway, and he's down in the Tampa Bay area, Central Florida, and he does guided duck hunts and has all kinds of fishing charters available. So he's got a lot of cool stuff going on that a lot of folks would really enjoy. Very reasonably priced for charters and guided hunts and all that stuff. So definitely check out the website, floridaflyway.com, and see what he has to offer. But you'll hear some of the details of kind of what he does and what he's got going on in this episode. So I'm sure you're going to enjoy this one. Always love having some great fellow Florida hunters on. And his story is pretty cool. So big thank you to Andrew for coming on with me, taking some time to talk a little hunting. And this is the most fishing I've ever gotten into. We didn't really get too far into it, but you never know. We might come back and have a fishing-themed episode. Y'all let me know if that sounds good. But anyway, I appreciate him coming on. And as always, I want to thank Anabolic Grow for sponsoring this episode. And whether you have acres and acres of food plot that you've got a big old tractor you're getting in, or if you're doing some throw and grow spots back in the woods kind of like me, Anabolic Grow has what you need. They've got seed coat as well as foliar spray. You can hear all about it with Todd Karen in my episode 27 season 1, so check that out and get all the details on what they can help you with as far as food plots go. Really cool products, very cool stuff, and definitely follow along with them on Instagram as well at Anabolic Grow. Check out their website, anabolicgrow.com. You can always use Wannabe Hunting 10, save a few bucks at checkout. So appreciate them sponsoring. Once again, appreciate Andrew joining me for this one. Let's dive into this one. Talking with Andrew Spicer, Florida Flyway. Welcome back to the Wannabe Hunting Podcast. I'm excited to be joined today by Captain Andrew Spicer, a fellow Floridian. So I'm glad to have you on today, man. How's it going?
Of course. It's going great. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Glad to have you on, and appreciate you taking some time today. If you don't mind, kind of just introduce yourself, where you're at, where you're from, all that good stuff.
Okay. I am 24 years old. I am a Florida native. I've lived in Hillsborough County my whole life. And I went ahead and got my captain's license this year. And this is my first year of guiding duck hunts and inshore fishing charters.
Okay. Cool, man. My parents actually live in Hillsborough County, somewhere down that way. So they're in Riverview.
Okay. But, that's about 10 minutes south of me.
10-4. Very cool. Very cool. So that's awesome, man. And that's awesome to get your captain's license and going to do some guiding. So that's fantastic. How did you kind of get into, you know, hunting?
Okay. Yeah. I'll start with the whole story. So whenever I was younger, I would do a lot of fishing with my grandpa. He lived in Florida still. And I'd go with my dad a lot. We do a lot of bass fishing, inshore fishing, redfish, snook, trout, all that stuff. And I didn't really get into too much hunting until I started to drive when I had my license, because then, of course, I could go alone. So my dad grew up in Texas, and he hunted all his life. And then whenever I was born, we just fished a lot, and we didn't really do any hunting. So I kind of reintroduced myself to it whenever I was 16, 17, and I started out public land, dove hunting, putting in for quota permits, all that stuff, deer, hogs, turkey. And then, so college came along about that time, and I told my mom, I just want to get my captain's license, and I want to be a fishing guide. And she was like, no, that could be your backup plan. So I ended up going to college, got a horticulture degree, and I now run my own plant nursery. And I finally got the time to take my captain's license class this year, and I'm very happy I did. I started Florida Flyway Guide Service here in Central Florida, where I do inshore fishing charters, redfish, snook, trout, snapper, grouper, like in the springtime. And then this winter is going to be my first year guiding ducks here in Central Florida. So I'm going to be all over the place from Okeechobee to Ocala is where I hunt. And I'm going to mostly offer some saltwater hunts for redheads out of layout boats.
Okay. That's really cool, man. That's awesome, having the nursery and everything going and being able to go ahead and kind of step out a little bit and do what you want to do, but that's pretty awesome to be able to do that and at a young age. I mean, I'm 33, so you seem pretty young to me to have a lot going on, but I think that's awesome, man. Very cool. Hunting kind of how you're doing, kind of like you said, you kind of got yourself into it, as an older teenager. What is your favorite thing to hunt? And would anything you hunt, be above fishing? I was just saying it was pretty awesome that you've already got the captain's license and doing some guiding and all that good stuff. But I was going to ask you if, when it comes to hunting, you kind of got yourself into it as, in late teen years or whatever. What is your favorite thing to chase, between turkey, deer, ducks? I mean, I know obviously you're guiding ducks, so that may be a hint, but, and does any of the hunting stuff come even close to fishing for you, or is fishing a big number one for you?
Well, I've fished all my life, but in the last 5 years, I have duck hunting has taken over my life. It's just my first duck hunt ever. We didn't shoot anything. It was on opening morning, but we had a ton of guys. We were cooking breakfast in the blind and everything. And then the second day we went and we smacked them. And ever since that, I've just been hooked. I love redheads. Redheads would be my number one, definitely for hunting. And then fishing will take a close second. I love redfish. My slogan for my guide service is from redheads to redfish and everything in between. So those are my two focuses. Next year I will be doing gator hunts too. So that should be interesting. I also will have a bigger boat for next year.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. I killed my first duck last year, and it was a hen wood duck, and I had no dog, no blind. Property where I deer hunt has some ponds on it, and we know there's, I hear the ducks all season. So I just kind of walked around the ponds, jumped a few up, tried to shoot one, and got one. And it was delicious, but I didn't get the full the duck hunting experience with the blind and the breakfast and all that. I'd love to get out there and try that here, hopefully this winter. Yeah. Did you hear my little duck hunting story? That's all I
Yes, I heard your. Yep.
got.
So I'll go back with my first duck. My first duck was a hen bufflehead.
Oh, wow.
I shot in Tampa Bay. On my second hunt, the first hunt did not go well. We didn't sh fire a single shot.
Oh, really? Man,
But
that's.
I was still hooked somehow.
It's crazy how that can work. I went deer hunting for probably almost a couple of seasons before I think I even saw a deer from a stand, much less got a shot opportunity. So it's funny how it can still kind of grab you, even if it doesn't work out perfectly the first time around.
Yep, exactly. Same thing with me and turkey hunting. I've been turkey hunting 1 year less than duck hunting. And my first year, I put in countless days and hours scouting public land here in Central Florida and had no luck my first season. And in my second season, I was tagged out in 2 hours. So it's crazy how it works.
Yep.
It
Sometimes it
keeps.
all comes together.
It keeps
Sometimes.
you coming back for more. It's just something that eats at you. It's a passion.
That's exactly right. It's kind of like if you hit one decent golf shot, you know, it's like, oh man, maybe I'll try this again.
Yep.
Okay.
That is true.
Yeah, that's cool. That's pretty awesome. I've never, tried anything except kind of the pond stuff. So the salt water stuff and all that is kind of an interesting thing on the duck hunting. I guess that's kind of its own segment too of the whole duck hunting thing.
Yeah, so with that, here in Florida, people think from up north, like, oh, why would you go to Florida to duck hunt? But honestly, if you think about it, I've shot over 20 species of ducks just in Central Florida. So I would say Central Florida is probably one of the best places to come duck hunting when we have the right weather, of course.
Right.
Just because of the variety and the different types of hunting we can offer. Because we can go from driving in on a four-wheeler and hunting wood ducks in a forest and no water, or we can go out into the middle of Tampa Bay with layout boats and sit in 10 feet of water and shoot ducks. So it's a vast options with what we have here in Florida for hunting.
Yeah, and that's a good point. Just the fact that you get the chance to do so many different things like that. And to me, like, 'cause I've heard people talk, I guess Midwest or whatever, about, just seeing, I don't know what it is, I guess mallards or whatever all day long. I was like, to me, that's pretty cool. But, I guess if you only had the one kind or primarily, it'd be pretty cool to get some variety or at least have that opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. We don't get any mallards down here. They're all, if you're going to shoot a mallard here in Florida, it's going to be a park mallard or going to be it was like raised.
Right. Yeah, I saw one in a little pond the other day out, just behind a store or whatever, right here in Jacksonville. A couple mallards just swimming across. Crazy.
They're everywhere.
Yep. That's like down here here in Jacksonville. I'm not sure about where you're at. Geese everywhere. I mean,
Yeah,
just
you guys have a lot more honkers than us. I have seen probably, I've shot one actually in Bradenton, Florida. I shot one on my 21st birthday.
nice.
Yep, he's mounted on my dresser right now.
That's cool.
I have seen about probably 20 to 30 down here only.
Okay. That's like, I was talking to a guy who hunts them, and he lives down, I think, even closer to Miami. He's big on, going, I don't know if he had to go somewhere, maybe in Georgia or something like that, goose hunting. I'm like, man, it's hard to walk down the sidewalk. You got to dodge them. It's wild. I guess they just moved down here and stayed. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, the ones down here do not migrate. They're mostly sitting on golf courses, and you just got to get lucky with them crossing big water or public land
I
down
gotcha.
here.
Yeah, that's one of those things that kind of was interesting to me. The goose hunting thing is funny because, just like I said, they're just all over. But
Yeah, we do have an early goose season too, which is, I think, is crazy, but hey, there's a couple here for people to do it.
yeah, I mean, again, that's just an opportunity. It's cool to get out there, and you never know what can happen. So that's cool. What kind of shotgun are you using? Shotgun, choke, round, ammo, whatever, when you're duck hunting.
I am shooting right now a Beretta A400 Extreme. I got it wrapped in bottomland just because that's my favorite camo pattern, of course.
Nice.
And that gun I'm really mainly using for freshwater hunts just because I bought it last year and I'm babying it still a little bit. And then I also shoot a Stoeger M3500, and I use that mainly for turkeys. Say I'm crawling on my stomach trying to get to a turkey here. I don't mind if that gun gets beat up in the sand and gets dragged through the mud. And that's also the gun I use in salt water. So with the chokes, I'm shooting a full high flyer choke on the Stoeger. I use the same choke for ducks as turkey. I see no difference. And then I'm using the stock Beretta chokes that were given to me when I bought the gun. I'm mainly shooting a modified, with the A400.
Gotcha.
Oh,
Yeah,
and then
that.
the ammo too. Well, the last 3 years, to be honest, I'm shooting whatever I could buy.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that.
Yeah, last year I bought 8 cases for duck season, and it ended up going through probably six. And then this year I've probably found 6 cases, but mainly for redheads, I'm gonna shoot either 1 or 2 shot, 3 inch or 3.5 if I can find it. My favorite round is 3.5, 2 shot for those divers, just because they don't like to go down.
Right.
And it's a pain whenever they pop up 200 yards away, and you're like, oh, well, we got to pull the anchor now and go chase them. And then freshwater, I'm mostly going to bring 3 inch, 3 shot, or 4 shot, since you get a lot of more teal and wood ducks, and I don't want to obliterate them. So I'm going to shoot some smaller stuff. And then for early teal, 5 or 6 shot is usually what I'm going with.
Gotcha. Did you get out for early teal this year?
Yes, it did. I actually got invited to hunt Private Rice in South Florida, just south of Okeechobee. And that's a different animal right there. We shot a 10-man limit in about 2.5 hours. I have never seen that many teal in my life. And we were covered in mottled ducks, fulvous, and black-bellied whistlers too. It was one of the most insane hunts I've ever been on. And then the second day we went out again, we had two less people come, and we shot an 8-man. And I was like, this is easy. This is too easy. We were spoiled. And then
Yeah.
the following weekend, they ended up draining the rice field, so to harvest the rice, so we weren't able to hunt it. But during the week, I actually guided my first duck hunt for wood ducks, and we ended up shooting our limit and even shot a pigeon. But yeah, it went well.
Yeah, that sounds like an awesome one there. A couple days in a row limiting out on teals. That sounds. Sounds like fun.
Yep,
And
I didn't even bother trying to hunt public land this early teal, just because we were so spoiled. It was like kind of pointless to go out in public land and be like, oh, look, I saw one bird a day.
right. Yeah, and that's pretty cool. Guided your first duck hunt and limited out as well. That's fantastic.
Yep, got to put in the hours to reap the benefits.
Yeah.
I do. So right now is kind of like a slow season for me. I'm not really doing much right now. But as soon as November gets here, I'm going to probably do 2 weeks of straight scouting, 3 to 5, even 7 lakes a day. I'll probably put about 3,000 miles on my truck here in 2 weeks. Just scouting for ducks, getting ready for the season, checking old spots, checking new spots, looking at vegetation, all that stuff. Because I've learned my first year of duck season, I hunted 36 out of the 60 days, and I probably averaged one duck a hunt, maybe. And I did no scouting at all. I would just go with friends and would just find a spot on Google Maps and be like, hey, let's go try this. And then it really took me a couple years to figure out, man, I really need to scout this. I need to sit this the morning before and really find out where the ducks want to be, what they're doing. And now I've gotten it down a lot better now. And definitely, it is 100% worth the time to scout.
Yeah, that's a lesson learned right there. I mean, which, to me, having shot, one duck in probably 6 or 7 tries, an average of one per hunt sounds all right. But yeah, if you're going 36 of 60 days or whatever, that's it's gonna be worth it to you to put in some work ahead of time and find those spots.
Yep, of course.
Even more so, guiding and everything. But that's pretty cool, man. I'll introduce you as a duck guide with 100%. limit
Success rate.
with a 100% limit record, you
Well,
know.
we'll see if we can keep that going here. That would be a pretty nice label to have.
Exactly. Yeah. Put that on your website. No, that's super cool, man. You know, I'm pretty interested in getting out more. Do you have a dog or dogs yourself, as
I
far
do
as?
not have a dog. Mostly with what I'm hunting is deep water out of layout boats. So we use a tender boat. So we drop you off in the layout boat and then we'll go sit back 200 yards. And then whenever someone shoots a duck, we'll go pick it up with the boat. And then also freshwater. I leave all my ducks probably till the end of the hunt or until like a little bit of a lull in the hunt, and we'll go pick them up with the boat just because of the gators here in Florida. I wouldn't feel comfortable bringing a dog out there in some of these lakes.
Yeah, I've heard that too, and especially, which I'm a little further north, but kind of especially until it cools off a little bit more. I've
Oh,
heard that's kind of.
even with, I don't even think the cooling off. They're opportunistic hunters, so they're going to eat what they can. For an example, 2 years ago, we got out. We were hunting some public land up Ocala area, and threw out all our decoys, everything. And we were like, okay, we got time. So we laid down on the boat, taking a nap. And so I wake up to this crunching noise, and there's gators in our spread. Two of them are eating my ringer decoys. Which I was so mad, but they ended up crunching and taking three of my decoys,
Oh man.
and so definitely having a dog would scare me.
Yeah. Those decoys aren't cheap. That's no good.
Oh yeah, yep, got a couple hundred of them. Always looking on Facebook Marketplace for some good deals though.
Right. But yeah, I see what you're saying about not, you know, not using a dog. Yeah, I'd from what you're saying, I guess I'd be careful reaching my hand down there and pick one up.
Yeah,
Scoop.
I probably will eventually get a dog. I definitely want one, but we'll see here in the future.
Right.
Definitely a possibility.
I gotcha. No, that's cool. And we've kind of already talked about, you know, some of your guide services and all that. But from the duck hunting to the fishing and all that, is there anything else you want to mention as far as either you know, scheduling or what'll be available next? Obviously the duck hunting, but
Yeah, so for this year we're going to do, so I have a Gnu Classic right now, which is a 15 and a half foot boat. I just bought a new surface drive for it. And this boat allows me to get literally where others can't because I could jump dikes and I can pull it over stuff, say the water's really low. And so with this boat, I know I can't take many people. I can only take one at a time. But it gives me a lot of options, you know, that you can't do in like an 18 foot or a 20 foot boat. So this year I'm going to be doing a lot of puddle duck hunting in that. And then also my friend that's a captain too, he also has three layout boats and I have one. So then we'll also be doing the big water diver hunts because I run a 22 Pathfinder for my inshore guide service. So, we'll be using that bigger boat for our saltwater hunts then.
okay.
And so this year, I have pretty much December all open. I'm not booking anything for the first week. That'll be my feel out week and finding ducks and shooting with some close friends and all that stuff. But December's pretty open. January is pretty full just because I think that's our prime time. And I'd much rather have someone have a better chance at shooting a species they want in later winter, you know, because it's usually colder in January.
Right.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think that covers it. So let me ask you this, kind of either moving on or from winter or whatever. When does your fishing stuff start picking up?
So February is probably the month I do nothing. It's cold, and I do a lot of outdoor photography. So I'll travel around and try to find different birds and ducks and all that stuff. I post a lot of that on my Instagram on my Florida Flyway page. And then usually in March, I'll start March, April, and May, I'll start fishing really hard. That's when we get our inshore bite in the spring is next to none with our redfish, snook, trout, and then a little bit of tarpon in the summer. I'm not the best at catching tarpon, so I definitely recommend don't call me for tarpon, but anything else I got you. And then I'll fish through the summer. And then gators, I've just gotten into a couple years ago, gone a couple times, got a few, haven't really figured it out. But finally this year, it's just been my year. We've tagged seven gators so far. I will be going gator hunting this weekend. Hopefully, we can tag three more. And we've our biggest one this year, 12 foot 2, 588 pounds. This is my biggest gator ever. It's gonna be hard to beat that one. But
Yeah, that's a serious gator right there.
then we get into some early teal. I'll definitely offer some early teal hunts next year, and some early wood duck. And then gets into this a little bit of a lull in October. I'll do some red fishing, and then it's full on duck season. Every day of the season except Christmas is what I hunt.
Nice. That's awesome, man. Yeah, the I don't think I in fact, I don't think I've ever caught a redfish, but I do like to eat them, so I'd be happy to catch them.
They are delicious.
They're good, man.
I try not to keep many though. I've probably kept eight maybe in the last 5 years with just this red tide that we've had down here.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to not keep many fish out of Tampa Bay, just to keep our fishery healthy, you know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That is important. I mean, you got to think about it. It's easy to just, keep whatever and be like, that's somebody else's problem. But eventually, it could
It'll be
turn
your
into,
problem, yep.
yep, no doubt. What if somebody listening or whatever, if they did want to contact you, to schedule something or whatever, what's the best way for somebody to either schedule a hunt or just get more info from you?
Best way would be Instagram. Florida Flyway is my Instagram page. I post constant updates of what I'm doing and everything and what I'm seeing and all my photography stuff on there. So I'm on there every day. And then I also have a website, FloridaFlyway.com, where you can see rates, what exactly I offer, species of ducks, types of fishing charters, all that stuff will be on my website.
Okay, cool. That's awesome, man. Well, I've enjoyed talking with you, and I've never really gotten as much into duck hunting, and I really haven't talked to any fishing, which this hasn't been a big fishing conversation, but this is still the most fishing I've ever talked on one of these podcasts. But I've enjoyed it. Is there anything we missed or that you wanted to add that maybe I didn't get to or I didn't think of?
That's really all I got. Just we gotta get you down here then. Shoot some ducks.
Yeah, that's the next step, isn't it? I need to get down there and try to shoot some ducks with you.
Sir, we can definitely make that happen.
That sounds like a good plan, man.
Well, I gotta thank you for having me on. It was great. This is my first podcast I've ever done.
Hey, I think you did great, especially considering we had it cut out on us 4 or 5 times.
No problem. Yeah, that always happens.
Yep. Technology is awesome, but it can be a pain as well, so.
Yes, sir.
Cool, man. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks again to Andrew for joining me. Enjoyed that conversation. That was fun. Really cool stuff. And I'm looking forward to hopefully getting in a hunt with him. Maybe this winter, so that'd be pretty awesome. Cool stuff. Thank you to everybody for joining us. Thank you for listening along. Following along. We just enjoy talking hunting, enjoy talking about getting outdoors. And of course, we're in the thick of deer season, so a busy week for me here. Got some extra things going on at church, but hopefully have some time at the end of the week, and maybe even next Monday, which if you're listening real time is October 31st, Halloween. So that's one of the days that I really make a point to try to get out there if possible. So maybe I can work a little something out, get the morning off work, and head out to the woods and see if we can get a deer down. I'm desperate to get some meat in the freezer, so I know there's a lot of others in that same boat. And congratulations to those of y'all who've already put something in the freezer. So good luck to everybody getting out this week. Good luck to those who are kind of either switching gears or have just been biding your time for duck season anyway. So cool to talk some duck hunting today, and we'll dive into some more of that as the winter goes along. Cool stuff. So thanks again for joining us today. Really appreciate it. And as always, honor God, work hard, have fun, and keep hunting.